It has just gone 5 o'clock here across the United Kingdom. Also Portugal and Iceland, if you've been a bit technical, and a few other countries in Africa. But yes, it's time for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with your host, yours truly, Kieran Tussiette.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Ingen annan kunde få mig. Ingen låga brann som för dig. Det finns alltid någon som väntar på någon och ser aldrig någon annan. Och önskar du mig så väntar jag.
CMA from Barbados, featuring the lead singer, of course, Magnus Carlsson. That came second in Sweden's Melody Festival in 2000. Well, I don't think it was actually called Melody Festival back then. It could have been, probably it was, but they only just had one big final. And it came second with 146 points behind the eventual winner, which was Roger Penthar. With, I'm not going to try and pronounce the Swedish one, but it was called When Spirits Are Calling My Name. Oh, go on, let's give it a go. Nar vindarar muska mitt i minam. Hopefully I did that justice. I'm not too bad in Swedish, I don't think. It's because I listen to it, you know, almost all the time. Anyways, yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM 92.3. Hello to you, and I hope you are very well, and I hope you had a fantastic week. You could be listening to us wherever you are around the world. You can listen to us locally here across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on 92.3 FM. You could be listening to us via the free TuneIn Radio app that you can download on your smartphone or tablet. You could be listening to us via the internet radio or via our website, which is www.forestfm.co.uk. Or you could be downloading our podcasts. And we've got all of our podcasts available at anywhere where you download a podcast, so a podcast app in particular, like iTunes or Podbean. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. You'll find us there. You can also Google it and you can listen to it online. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. It's easy peasy lemon squeezy. If you've got any problems and you want to keep in contact with the show throughout the week, shall I say, where I share various stories from our good friends, the Eurovision news websites. Our Facebook group is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. And again, it would be lovely to hear from you. We have a request a little bit later on from Javier Laval, who's listening to us right across the Atlantic in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. So bonsoir to you, Javier. Or shall I say buenas noches? Because, yes, Spanish. Yeah. Originally from Venezuela, so that's awesome, absolutely awesome. And a very good evening to everybody who is listening in. Right, it's now time to get stuck into some of the Eurovision 2017 songs that were available from about midday on Sunday until the very first day, up to this very day. Except for Armenia. I have had a big trouble trying to get that song, but you guys can listen to it on via YouTube, basically, and the Eurovision.tv website. Right, let's get stuck into some of these songs now, and we're going to go and fly straight over to Russia. Now, Julia Samoylova has been selected to represent Russia. Now, there's a bit of controversy with this, in the fact that the Ukrainian law states if any Russian artist has performed in Crimea since the annexation, they're not allowed to enter mainland Ukraine, practically. And so there's a little bit of a war of words, I would say. And the EBU have said, well, if Ukraine want to, you know, to stop Julia coming, then they have the right to do so. But the EBU are not getting involved in that. And I don't blame them, because if I was them, I'd be the same. So anyways, enough of me rabbiting on. Let's hear the Russian entry. And this is called The Flame Is Burning. And it's from Julia Samoylova, Russia 2017.
Staring on the ceiling, I wish I had the answers, I wish I had the courage to know. Everybody's talking about the reasons, all I wanna do is find the feeling. I wanna feel the power, I wanna go to places I don't know. If there's a light that we have to keep dreaming, there's a heart that we must keep believing. Oh, after the night, there's a light, and in the darkest time, a flame is burning. It shines so bright, deep in the night. Love is a light.
Love is alive.
Oh, well, the Russians loved it, didn't they? But did you love it? I wonder. Julia Samoylova there with Flame is Burning. Right, let's head over to Albania. Now, Lindita with the song World. Now, originally it was called Bote in the Albanian language, but it's been reworked within an inch of its life. Still sounds typically Albanian, but I think it's packs some more of a punch. And I do like this version. It is very good. So here is the English version and the Eurovision version from Lindita. And this is World. We haven't played the Albanian entry for a while here on the Eurovision Showcase because we've got so many songs to play. My goodness me. But I hope you enjoy this one. So Albania 2017.
We're so alike, yet different. At a loss for words, suffering. It don't make sense what's happening. I just don't understand. What's the fight of all? What's the cost of life? Anybody care? I'm weak and I'm afraid. Wondering if I will make it through this day.
The reworked Albanian entry from Lindita, and that is World here on the Eurovision Showcase. Time to go a little bit disco as we're heading to San Marino, and Valentina Moneta has returned with American singer Jimmy Wilson. Deary me, and my goodness me, this is as camp as Christmas, but maybe not as camp as Montenegro, but well, still a lot of fun. So here we go. San Marino 2017, Valentina Moneta and Jimmy Wilson, Spirit of the Night.
Hey, are you the one I dream about?
Maybe I am.
I really feel the night can take away my doubt.
I try and do what I can.
Every time I see you smile, there is a sadness in your eyes.
But I've been hurt.
I know it's nothing new, and time will make you realize.
We always wish for more.
We're always searching high and low, and always looking for the right time. Together we can make it through the night. It's the spirit of the night, spirit of the night, burning like a lamb's fire. Spirit of the night. Take some feeling so
there you go, the Sam Marie's entry there from Valentina Moneta and Jimmy Wilson, Spirit of the Night. Well, Valentina is coming back for the fourth time. Oh my goodness me, goodness me. Well, we had the Social Network song, Ooh Ooh Ah Ah, from 2012. And then she was there with Crisialide, an Italian uptuned disco song, which almost qualified. And then she eventually qualified in 2014 with the song Maybe. I remember with me and Rob in the stands in Copenhagen for the grand final, being perplexed with that performance, being inside a shell, basically, on stage. It was funny. And the strange thing, too, is that a lot of Eastern European countries were voting for it. Italy didn't give it any points, and nobody else around near San Marino, you know, Slovenia or anything like that, didn't give any points to it. So, yeah, it was bizarre. The Hungarians absolutely loved it. I think they actually gave her 12 points during the semi-final, so that was bizarre. Bizarre is bizarre. Right, now, our next song for the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest is, I'm afraid, we're going to have to go to Lithuania. Now, I was listening to the Eurovision Radio International, which are good friends, including JP, David Mann, etc. And Mr. President of OGAE UK, Alistair Random, was on there last week. And as I love the show. But during the news segment, Alistair Randall, who's a lovely chap, works for ESC Extra, was talking and covering about the Lithuanian national final and said that Fusemark gained momentum going into the grand final of Lithuania's national final. And I was perplexed to hear that because I was thinking, why? I don't get it. Because this song, I think, is horrible. Oh, Lithuania, they've really put the reverse gear in this year. Donny Montell got ninth. He got 12 points from the United Kingdom televote that year. And it was just an incredible song. And Lithuania have been doing good stuff in 2015. Oh, it was just such a great country song. And even Attention was like 100 miles away better than this song, I'm afraid we're going to have to play. And sadly, I've only managed to find the live version of it, so apologies. Lithuania's 2017 entry is from a female, and the group, I guess, is called Fusemark. And the song is called Reign of Revolution. So check out this awesome contemporary music. Oh, we're going back to the 1980s, people. Actually, probably the 60s, maybe. Oh, it just sounds horrible. Anyway, here we go. Sorry. Lithuania 2017.
Now I'm getting closer to you.
Oh my goodness me. Lithuania's Eurovision entry for 2017. That is right at the bottom of my pile. Now, Spain was right at the bottom, but now Lithuania has taken that mantelpiece. Ghastly, I tell you. Ghastly. Righty-ho. Now, let's wash our ears out with this amazing song. And it's the reworked version of Switzerland 2017, Time Bell with Apollo. Now, this song, I must admit, has really grown in my estimations, and it really has stood the test of the Eurovision season, as people have really been enjoying it and have kept it high in their rankings. And I think that this slightly reworked, well, it's not so really reworked, but it's been oomphed a bit in its production level, etc. It sounds great, and I do hope and pray that Switzerland get a fantastic result in Kiev this year. So here we go, Time Bell Apollo, Switzerland 2017.
Like a bullet in my chest, you're written, bound and etched forever in my mind. We are fading in our hands, lost somewhere in wasteland, not knowing up from down. But when the walls are caving and the world keeps turning, we got the love, we got to love. No, I will never let you go. Other walls will make me fold. It is never easy. I'll follow you. Apollo, no, I will never let you go.
Awesome stuff there from Switzerland. Time Bell Apollo 2017 Eurovision entry. Okay, now let's hear the request from Javier Lavelle from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Thank you very much, Javier, once again for your request. And you can have a request or a dedication or anything like that. You can contact us via Twitter at ESC Showcase or send me a message via our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, or alternatively, just go to your Facebook search bar and type in the Eurovision Showcase. Alternatively, you can email us, tutsexperience@hotmail.com. And we have an email a little bit later on from Sir Steve, of course. So it's now time for Javier's request. And it's from the Danish National Final, Dansk Melodi Grand Prix. And this was in the Super Final, if I remember rightly. And it's Johanna Belbom with the song ASAP. ASAP from Johanna Belbom from the Danish National Final, Dansk Melodi Grand Prix 2017. Oh, now when I say ASAP, I want to start singing RSVP. Remember that 1991 hit from Jason Donovan? Look, oh, nobody remembers. Only me. Yes, sad. I just remember going down to my gran remarried to who I called my Uncle Ken back then, and we were down in Poole, where the wedding reception took place, and I remember that song vividly, and I must have been, it was in late 91, so I probably was only about 6 years old at the time, and I remember that song in particular being played. Very strange, because it's now 2017, oh dear, and I'm 31 in May. Oh, anyway, I won't dwell on that, otherwise, you know, I'll end up going into tears. But anyway, it's now a time for this. It is time for the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 19th of March, 2017. Now, the Latvian pre-party that is going to be taking place in Riga on March the 15th will have a total of four competing artists from Eurovision 2017 being there, of course, other than Triana Park, who are representing Latvia at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. They include Navi from Belarus, Martina Barta from the Czech Republic, Kasia Moss from Poland, and also Ruslana, the winner of Eurovision 2004 for Ukraine with the song Wild Dances. Now, also, the Eurovision version of Estonia's Eurovision entry from Koitum and Laura has been released. You can listen to that updated version via Eurovision Song Contest's YouTube channel. Not only that, the Italian entry has been slightly reworked, and there is a Eurovision version, and again, you can listen to that via Eurovision Song Contest's YouTube channel. In a slightly strange move, SVT, the Swedish national broadcaster, has axed their Eurovision preview show in for Eurovision after 15 years of continuous broadcasts. There has been no released details on why this has taken place, but it has. Now, the German entry from Lavina with the song Perfect Life will be re-released for a Eurovision version in April, so stay tuned for that. Also, as I said earlier, the Armenian entry was released last night, on Saturday, so you can check that out too. And it has been announced that Tbilisi will host Junior Eurovision 2017, and it will be held on November the 26th. So get your flight sorted. Yes, that is your Eurovision news here on the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. And my goodness me, there's been a lot of news as you can imagine. But yeah, if you'd like to keep updated with the latest news, then do head over to esebuzz.com. They have all of the Eurovision news websites, and as I've said many times before, there's thousands of them, and they compact everything into a nice package there for you, and it's nicely designed, basically, so you're not over-rushed with all sorts of things going on, and polls, etc., being in the way. So that is that. We will be back, and we've got the Israeli and Serbian entry to play a little bit later on here on the Eurovision Showcase, as well as Rob's Rand Request, and the return also of Live and Kicking here on Forest FM 92.3.
A schooner off the coast of Newfoundland, where we hope to see something incredible. Oh, and there they are now, noble and majestic. Look, Canadian fans of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada Podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Akte, letje, keretet, mieta. Akte prävje, teitje, bejede. Bälje, ledälje, bälje, ledäsnje.
Henrik Fraugren featuring Anina with Un Valder Unfälle Stride. There we go. That was from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish Eurovision National Final for 2017, coming in third place. Oh, it should have won! That key change at the end was epic. Oh, that would have been straight to my number one. Robin Bengtsson is an amazing talent as well too, and no doubt he will do very well at the Eurovision Song Contest this year. Right, it is now time for this. Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for the return of Rob's Random Request. And if you don't know, Rob is my partner. We're getting married in August. Oh, very exciting. And basically what happens is that Rob will pick a country out of random and a year out of random. We glue them together and we find out what we're going to play absolutely randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Very, very excited. So this week we got Portugal and it's 1977. The song is from a group called Os Miagos, and the song is Portugal No Cansao. So, it's from The Friends, and the song is called Portugal in the Heart. Now, the song is a ballad in praise of Portugal itself. The song is about freedom, brotherhood, and hope. And many of the verses of the lyrics are acclamations of the end of the dictatorship that lasted for 48 years, and it finished in 1974. And at the end of the wars that Portugal, that the Portuguese people have been forced to fight on the African colonies by that dictatorship, it also has a love hymn from Portuguese people to their ex-colonies people whom they had fought. The song was performed in Eighth on the Night following Luxembourg's Anne Marie B with Frère Jacques, and preceding the United Kingdom entry from Lindsay DePaul and Mike Moran with the song Rock Bottom. At the end, at the closing of the voting, it received 18 points, placed in 14th place in a field of 18. Ooh, fourth last. Shame. It's a lovely, quite simple song here, but all lovely, none the same. So here we go. Portugal 1977. Os amigos, Portugal não cala sal. Enjoy.
Portugal foi a razão porque dia morreu meu irmão. Mas também é coração a bater nesta canção. Não sei bem de quem eu nasci, não descobri nem pai nem mãe. Só sei que já nasci aqui e foi aqui que eu fui alguém.
Portugal 1977 there. Os miagos. Portugal no cansao. There we are. Rob's random request for this week. Yes, we had a email earlier this week, and you can email us, which is tutsexperience@hotmail.com. It'd be lovely to hear from you. And it's from Steve Komakovich again. So thank you, Steve. Lovely to hear from you. And he says, I just had to comment on a cracking show. What a week of selections and national finals. Such a varied mix of ballads, up-tempo, and just plain quirky. Oh, thank you very much indeed. I try and go for the quirkiness, personally. Well, for me, he says, Belgium and Macedonia stand out from the batch, but also love a load of others, even the hilarious Romanian cheese fest, and I do hope it makes the final, but doesn't win. Yeah, I agree with you, I think. I do, because it is that cheesy. I mean, the yodel and the female Lidita is just... Is it Lidita? Indita? Dieter, I think. Yeah, she is amazing, but the rap, I just think is, it feels a little bit out of place. A little bit like Bosnia-Herzegovina was a little bit last year. So just a quick question. He says, you played Lucy Jones's revamp right at the end of last week's show, but you didn't actually comment on it. And what do you think? Well, I think it's fantastic. I really, really do. It's gone up in my rankings of what the year is like for the whole of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now we've got all 43 entries, and it's just brilliant. I just absolutely adore it, and I'm very chuffed with it. And having Emily DeForest in the background as the writer, the composer, etc., just works really well. Steve carries on and says, personally, I think the beginning is a little bit weak, but it ends much more strongly, and I think it's an improvement overall. Yes, I agree. And hopefully it staged well, along with Lucy's excellent vocals. The UK could sneak on the left-hand side this year. Dare I hope for a lower top 10. Oh, now that would be incredible, and I think the United Kingdom would be very happy with that. Very happy. And he says, all the best to you, Rob. Thank you very much. I'll pass it on to Rob, and Rob says, thank you very much indeed as well. And we hope to hear from you again, Steve, very, very soon. Get in contact with your request if you'd like one too, as well as the rest if you can. Right. Okay. Now let's move on to our final two songs for the Eurovision Song Contest 2017, at least for this week. We'll have to play Armenia next week, as I've stated earlier. But now let's have the Israeli entry. Now, this is great up-tempo stuff, and it's wonderful. It's from a gent who is very good-looking, I must admit. It's called Imri. I-M-R-I. R-I-M-R-I. Yes, Imri. Imri. Sounds like Inrix, which is like the traffic... traffic system type of company that works here in the UK. Inrix, yes. Anyways, my geekiness from work is coming out now. So here is the Israeli entry. It sounds very Israeli too, so you can't knock it, but it's just fantastic stuff. So here is I Feel Alive, Israel 2017.
The secret of my life is never giving up. Now I'm close to you. Walking through the stars brings me to the start. When I'm one with you, I was waiting way too much for something good to come, and I, bit fragile, was waiting way too much. It's like an hourglass, and you, like trouble, breaking me to pieces. I wanted you to know that every piece broke from you, breaking me to pieces. 'Cause every time you come around, I feel alive. Now I'm trying, I'm trying, I feel alive.
There we go, Imri with I Feel Alive, Israel 2017. I think that's going to do very well. Right, it's now time for the Serbian entry. It's from Tajana Bogacevic with the song In Too Deep, Serbia 2017. Check this out.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I walk the street, leaving footprints in your heart. My feet are worn, but they can handle the cold. I know the game, I take the blame. I wave my white flag unashamed. So here I am, right at your door, catching my breath before the storm. Breathlessly, I'll be watching you. Breathlessly, knowing there's a vacancy within your heart. Breathlessly, I'll be holding you endlessly, knowing that the storm is just about to die.
are. That's the updated version as well of Malta's 2017 Eurovision entry from Claudia Faniello and Breathlessly. And before that, we have the Serbian entry for 2017 from the amazing Tajana Bogacevic with Into Deep. Right, that's the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM for another week. Make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. only here on Forest FM 92.3. Remember, you can download this show as a podcast via any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page. Take care, arrivederci, au revoir, Peter Sain, and have a nice day. See you next week.